Hey y'all, welcome to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. If you've ever wondered how relationships are approached from another perspective, this is your relationship roadmap. We are in part two of backsliding, and we're still talking with Daryl, Antoine, Anna, Stephanie, and Casey. Thanks for sticking with us, everybody.
Hey.
Okay, so if you're new to the show, we have no right or wrong answers. Debate is welcome. Keep it clean, keep it real, but most importantly, have fun. If you still got a drink, clink your neighbor. So we were getting real juicy. We started off in part one with asking the question about why people backslide. And actually, I think we spent a little bit more time in that part talking about how we define backsliding. But as we got into the conversation, towards the end of it, we really started to talk about why we personally have backslid in the past. And so I don't want to cut that conversation short. We heard from Antoine, and what's going on with others, reasons that we have backslid in the past. And we heard from Stephanie. Stephanie said she had to go back for some good when there was a dry spell.
Yeah, when it was a dry spell.
When it was a dry spell, she's like, look, bruh, we're not together, but I need a little peace.
God, exactly.
I respect you for that. Clink your neighbor, because if he can do it, we can do it too.
Exactly.
Okay, so Daryl, Anna, and Anna actually was pretty clear. She don't go back for no good after it's over. It's done. Period, dot.
It's done. I just go find other people for that. I'll go find another person they know that that's their job.
Mm-hmm. That's their job.
That's their job. They know that.
You have it.
Daryl is asking if she is hired.
I'm not going back, because you had the chance and you had everything right there and you chose not to have that chance. So why would I give you the privilege of coming back?
Right. Casey, before I throw out the next question, did you want to share anything about why you might backslide? And be careful, because
I'm not backsliding.
Your backsliding days is over, bro.
What?
You said the right thing. My backsliding days are over. Just like everyone, we've all backslid at one point in time. And sometimes it's because, you know, when you get out of a situation and because that situation had so much meaning, or you had so much time invested in it, sometimes it's hard for you to move forward. So you will tend to backslide because that was what you knew, that was convenient, that was, you know.
Yeah.
And you still have emotional ties there. But once you meet, and sometimes, some people, it's hard for them to backslide because sometimes what they do is they already have something else moving forward. So they don't backslide because they've already left the situation. They were gone before they even told you they were gone.
Gotcha.
You know. And so they were already out of it. And I guess that's what I was saying in the last episode. It all depends on
who
left and how they left. Because if I left first, then yeah, I don't have no reason to go back, because I knew I was gone, you know, for whatever reason I had in the first place. But if they decided, okay, I think this is over, and you should kind of figure out what you did wrong.
Yeah. I will say, I'll add another idea about why backsliding has happened in my past. Sometimes it's out of guilt. Like, I feel like, I hope I didn't hurt that person. You know, like, I'm concerned about their emotional welfare, probably because I still, you know, think they're a decent human being and they're still cool. But maybe they're not right for me, but I feel bad about, you know, moving on, and they're, you know, maybe they're wounded or whatever, but that's not a good reason to hang out either. That's unfair.
No, ain't no backsliding no more.
Done. Totally done.
Clink your neighbor.
Clink your neighbor.
Clink your name on it.
Robin and Casey, that black egg. Daryl, did you raise your hand there for my friend?
I did. But then you came up with another point.
Oh, and you writing a sign.
Yep.
I could give two S's, two F's, and four damns. I can't see the bottom.
About they feelings.
About they feelings.
I'm telling
well,
you.
Well, all right then.
Because if you got off wrong, the bottom line is you got off wrong. And I may sit around for a minute, but then I get to remembering the BS that you put me through for no apparent reason other than your selfish desires or whatever the case may be. So people don't, they may not remember what you said, but you would blankety blank remember how they made you feel.
Amen.
Oh, right.
And if I feel that to keep me from hurting you in any way, form, or fashion, then let me just exit, bow out gracefully, and just say, you know what? You might be good for somebody, but you ain't good for me. And I'm out.
Right. I think for everyone, it's easier to backslide if the wound is still fresh.
Mm-hmm.
See that? While you're still, you know, like if it's 2 years down the line, 3 years down, that's a whole nother situation. That's not even backslide. That's like, you know what? It's a whatever. But yeah. If it's like, you know, hey, it's been a week, it's been a couple of weeks, or it's been a month, and you still are not trying to be with anybody else and things like that,
then it's
a lot easier to backslide in that moment because you're still caught up in that situation.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to add another one out there because I'm the only Seattleite on the call. You might backslide if you in Seattle because you already done dated the other five options that you had out there. And so sure. Now you back. You're like, hey, Brian. Can we try again? Changed since the last time because, you know.
I feel the same way about Memphis. We don't have very many options out here.
No?
No.
But we
no
get options. Really.
Ain't no options. Not for me.
I need like a different kind of person. Revise my advice to my friends because I've been trying to tell them.
Folks don't be trying to understand me.
No?
I'm a different kind of person.
I think there's somebody on this call who is trying to understand.
See, he's trying. That's the problem. Because I don't think like a girl. I seriously don't think like
you
a girl.
Definitely don't think like a girl.
I had my chart done, and it said that I'm my polarity or whatever. I am like 80% male.
Yeah. I sense that about myself. So whoever did your chart, I need to talk to them too, because I feel like I got those tendencies too.
I know I do, because my thing is you mess over me one time. And I might let that slide. The second time you do it, I can't let you come back. I can't let you. That goes into the second chance stuff. I'm not going to let you come back after you've shown your face over and over and over again. And the same cycle keeps happening. Why am I going to go back to that misery? Why am I going to be miserable?
Like they say, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. Yeah.
Exactly.
But that goes back to you saying, like you said in a previous episode, you have an alpha personality.
Yeah.
If you have an alpha personality, then it's easier for you to stick by your guns.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's so funny though, when I listen to her on the side, I don't think that she has an alpha personality. I think that she is clear about what she wants. And the thing is, so many men, when they see pretty women or women in general, they like to try to figure out how they can manipulate. So they lead in with that. So when you call them out on it, then it breaks the cycle that they're not used to, because so many women would just do, you know, or just with the flow.
I'm a totally down type girl. I'm like the Tupac, are you still down? Like that type stuff. And I can't deal with somebody that is not giving me that equal down situation.
That equal energy.
Yeah, you're not giving me that energy, but you want to come back and try to do some other stuff. But why? I don't even need your energy in my field, period.
Right.
You know, like, why would I even need you in my whole self because I am loyal. I am. I will do what you. I need you. Whatever you need me to do, I'll do it. Whatever you need, like I cook. I'll hire you a maid. I don't clean very good yet. I have maids. Maids are great. Yeah, I'm not with that because, yeah, that's a whole nother story. That's a whole psychological we need to go into like a meeting.
So you're saying you're all in when you're there.
I'm all in. I'm all in. I'm going to make sure
you go.
Stuff is right. I'm going to make sure you're, you know, like even I'm in the business. So me dating, like if I date musicians, I'm going to make sure your stuff right. But don't disrespect or put me down in the process of me giving my energy to you. And that's the problem. Like, I need to see the equalness of me giving out my energy and then you're not, I'm not receiving it back. No, we can't go back with each other.
Right.
Because I need to know if your energy is going to be right.
Stephanie, what are your thoughts?
I'm still on my same thoughts on my backslide. And I don't give them all that stuff that I gave them before. Cooking right. breakfast for you, cooking you your full meals. I don't give them that side of me because they already know that that's a good side of me. I'm just going to get what I'm going to get, what I ask for, which is what I need and get something else. I've only had one relationship out of all my, you know, almost 50 years of life where I backslid, but that was only because they was ready for a relationship and I wasn't ready for a relationship. So that's like, you could say it's kind of backsliding, but not really backsliding. But other than that, for me, backsliding is going
back.
It
was backsliding for them because they went to something that they knew wasn't going to
Yeah, because normally
into what they wanted, huh?
Yeah, because I don't give them the other good stuff that comes with me. I'm just getting right. what I need.
Antoine?
I think Antoine said bull. Antoine, that what you said right there?
No, I'm just saying the only issue I have with backsliding, because I have this thing, like, I don't like to go from number, I don't like the idea of, I won't say failure, but how can I go from number one to an option for you? Like, to me, I feel like that at some point said something about me, and that's something that I had eventually, I learned from that experience. And it's like, I think the reason why the backslide was still sort of a win for the other person was because they had never had that experience with me since the last time we had saw each other, well, probably before that. And it's like, but how do I go from number one to an option? And I think that it, in a sense, because what they do is they have their group of friends that they tell this stuff to.
Link.
And then they kind of have like, yeah, you know what happened, blah, blah, blah. So it kind of like, it I don't want to use the word cheapens you, but it kind of, you lose a couple of points per se. But like, you look, to me, I found more strength in just moving on from that situation and just, you could be going through hell, but you look victorious for them because they don't know what the hell you're going through.
That is a spectacular segue to the question I want to throw out next. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. This is part two of backsliding, and we're talking with Daryl, Casey, Stephanie, Anna, and Antoine. And Antoine, that was very powerful what you just said. How can I go from number one to being an option? And I think that's exactly why I have my motto, no go backs. But I want to ask, like, what are the consequences of going back to a situation that you left or backsliding? What, you know, feeling like an option or, you know, cheapening yourself is one of those consequences that comes with that behavior. Are there other consequences that come with returning to a situation that you left?
Yeah, there's consequences.
Such as?
There's definitely consequences on the situation. Like, you're going to have, you have somebody that you've already been through this experience with, and then you bring it back into your life. You're going to have some consequences, and you're going to have some situations. Like, if you bring it back into your life that way, now, if you just keep it cool and casual, and they're good with that, then yeah, like there shouldn't be any problems. But if you y'all two ain't got off the page of, you know, trying to figure out that, you know, when you break up with somebody, there's sometimes a stage where you're like getting back at the other. I bet you he'll want me. I bet you he, you know, stuff like that. If I call her, she'll do this. There's stages like that through breakups. So once you go through that stage within the breakup, it's like, why would I go back anyway? Because we've already got done with all the situation of the cycles that people then took you through. Like, it's a whole cycle. You got to decide to break the cycle. If you don't break the cycle, it's just going to be the cycle. And you're going to continuously going on through that same cycle. Right. So if you don't get the emotional part out of the situation, it's over.
Daryl. Oh, sorry, Daryl, were you going to say something? You had a sign?
Yeah.
I think Daryl will tell us about the time he backslid and how it made him feel.
Oh, made you feel like you were simping?
Oh, my God. So what I had to come to realize was something that I was lacking within myself had me going back. But once I resolved that within myself, I'm like, I never needed you. I wanted you.
Well.
Right.
I never needed you. I wanted you, but now I don't want or need you. So good.
That's clink worthy. Seriously, that's very awesome.
And that's true.
Yeah.
Never needed you, but wanted you. Okay.
Because that's the way a relationship is. Anyway, you shouldn't need the person. That's a code.
Right.
Codependency. But think about it though. Some people don't know that the person that they with, they never needed. They don't know that. They go through life thinking that, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. This I'm supposed to be in a relationship. I'm supposed to have a mate. I'm supposed to. No, you're supposed to be a whole person within yourself.
Yeah.
Or you can be a whole person with someone else. They should not complete you. They should complement you.
Most definitely, but
complement. And I don't mean be. You know, accommodating. I mean, they should be the to your yang versus you needing them to be the all in all that you didn't think that you were or could ever be. No, bump that. I'm a whole king by my damn self. I'm sorry. But yeah, but
exactly.
But when you realize that, then you realize that you don't need that. I'm like Dolomite. Mine's so good, you should be paying me.
But I think it goes back to, once again, there's so many different layers. Now, also, do you think people can backslide because of peer pressure? And what I mean by that is, you got your family say, oh, you all look so good together. You all, you know, well, I like them. And I, you know, this and that and all that kind of stuff. To where you say, you know what, let me try it again, simply because I got all these other people in my ear.
I'm having sex with this person. It shouldn't even be none of their decisions. I'm just saying. If they the one that had sex with them, they ain't even in the factor. I don't care.
Yeah, like, I'm saying, but I'm
that's your business. Keep liking them. You can keep talking to them. You can all this stuff. But that don't mean I ain't got to do none of that.
But I think it's two sides, like Stephanie said earlier. If you're in control, because Stephanie said, look, I'm going back for personal satisfaction. I'm going to just do certain things, you know, handle my business and keep it pushing. Then you have other people that, like you said, like Daryl said earlier, it can be like a drug because that you know that person's bad for you, but it's just like drugs.
And that's low vibration.
You go back and get a fix. And then once you get that fix and once you come back off the high, then also you're like, man, I knew I shouldn't have done that. That was wrong of me, and even then you feel even worse because it's like an addict. Now you're trying to rehab all over again,
trying to fix what you missed in the beginning.
I want to take this slightly back to what we said in episode one. So Stephanie started out talking about how she will let this person in for a particular need, right? Mm-hmm. But don't get all of it or whatever. Antoine asked Stephanie, I think, what happens when you want to then find somebody new?
Or find somebody else, find somebody new while I still continue to have sex with other person.
What was that, Stephanie?
Oh, I was just saying what the question was to me about if I found someone else new, would I continue to backslide with that other person? And my response was no, because then by that time, we could have found ourselves familiar with a new person and yeah. they would be taking care of that other need that I was missing. So I wouldn't no longer need that part no more.
So I
which
got
has happened. Which has happened.
I got this added question then. Does the new person really get the fair shake if you have my one of my former friends used to call it the dick in the jar or the pee in a jar, right? So if you've got this situation over here, you can always fall back on. Are you really given the new situation its fair chance because you always got this thing waiting in the wings? What say you about that, guys? And gals,
as long as you're not thinking about them, like if you ain't thinking about that person that you had before and you go into another relationship, that's fine. Like that person can still be around. They can still be there. But if you have an emotional attraction to that person, then you don't need to be with this other person until that like goes away.
But isn't that like talking about the same thing we were talking about before? You know, you being somebody's option while you making them your priority?
Yes.
Oh, bump that.
Like making an option, options are totally different. Like, I will never go back because I will always feel like you done turned this whole scale around. We done did all this stuff, but now you won't come back and tell me that we need to do this, that, and the other. But we still, like, people might say, like, we need to try to work it out. No. You make me feel like an option. We done been through all this stuff. What is we gonna start over? Like you can't start over with people. It usually starts at the end of the situation that you left. It don't start from the beginning.
It's picking up where you left off.
Exactly. It's picking up. And if you don't resolve any of the issues that you had, it's not gonna be prosperous. For the simple fact that you still have issues lingering. And can't nobody think on a negative level all the time, like, oh, this person might be doing this. This person might be doing that. That person over there, I don't know what he's doing. He ain't called me. He did this. I don't have time for that. Mm-hmm. I just don't.
Unless you get to the point where you can be real with yourself about the issues that both of you had.
Yeah.
And grow from it and move forward. Now there's nothing wrong with that. But you know, that's going to take a huge amount of transparency, integrity, and authenticity. You know what I'm trying to say.
Antoine, it looks like you had something on your mind. Did you have something, Antoine?
My charge is going from craziness. Actually, I forgot what I was going to say, but I think in the same vein of this, I don't know. Keep going.
My thing is, if I was 20, I'd be able to learn and grow and go through obstacles and do all that stuff. I'm 42 years old.
Okay.
I do not want to. I need somebody to know what's going on. Like, I don't need to be guessing. I don't need you. I ain't got time to teach somebody. I'm 42. I got a 22-year-old child. I got a 13-year-old child. I ain't got no time to teach a grown man. Period. Like, if I got to teach you how to treat me or teach you how to do this, what is my point when there's plenty of grown people out here that know how to treat people?
No, but you do have to teach people how to treat you because nobody knows you better than you do.
Yeah, you're right.
So you still have to treat some people how to treat you. Some people don't know they're supposed to open doors or take out trash or be loyal.
And so don't.
That's a list.
All the stuff. Some people that's don't know list. That. They used to.
So don't.
They used to vibrate on a lower level.
Okay. Well, yeah exactly. And at 42, at 20, I would have taught people. But at 42, I ain't got time to teach nobody. But I'm going to teach you how to treat a woman. You should have been through numerous relationships right now to know what a woman like and don't like, period. And it's not just this particular woman, just a whole general situation.
Right.
But you got to realize, too, a lot of men date women who don't even know themselves like you would know yourself. So they're not accustomed to having to step up to that way that you're talking about. Like, it feels foreign to them. So they're probably
that's somebody I got to teach, and I don't want them.
This raises a new question that if people have time to hang out just a little bit longer, I'd like to pick up in a part 3. But for right now, I need to close this one out. Thank you so much, tour guides Stephanie, Antoine, Anna, Daryl, Casey. Thanks for being a part of this episode. Casey, thanks for producing the show. Thank you for the beautiful theme music. Thank you for being the end of my backsliding.
Yeah.
Right. And please follow us on social media. On Facebook, it's Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. On Instagram, it's at Just Princess Robin. You can catch a new episode of Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on the free Rainier Avenue Radio app or on the TuneIn app. Thank you so much for tuning in to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. And remember, regardless of what the roadmap says, you've got to follow your own heart. Until next week, smooches.